Vice President J.D. Vance has issued a preliminary assessment of unidentified aerial phenomena, speaking to podcaster Benny Johnson in a sit-down interview. The vice president disclosed that he is obsessed with the matter, that he has attempted to visit Area 51 on multiple occasions, that scheduling has so far prevented this, and that he does not believe the phenomena in question are extraterrestrial in origin. He believes they are demons. "I don't think they are aliens," the vice president said. "I think they're demons anyway, but that's a long discussion." The vice president elaborated. "Celestial beings who fly around to do weird things to people should not," he suggested, "be categorized as aliens." Every major world religion, he noted, has acknowledged the existence of things that are difficult to explain. He then invoked a specific theological framework. "When I hear about extra-natural phenomenon, that's where I go to, the Christian understanding that there's a lot of good out there. But there's also evil out there. And I think that one of the devil's great tricks is to convince people he never existed." The vice president confirmed he has spent 3 years at what he described as the very tippy top of the classification. He has reviewed materials unavailable to the general public. His working conclusion is that the entities are demonic. He stated his intention to visit Area 51 to confirm this. The trip has not yet been scheduled, asked whether he would release the UFO files. The vice president said he was working on it, but had become busy with the economy and national security. These two areas of concern were listed separately from the demonic entity question, suggesting the vice president maintains parallel threat assessment tracks. This correspondent notes that the vice president's demonic hypothesis is consistent with a long-standing tradition of theological interpretation of aerial phenomena, and is inconsistent with the current position of NASA, the Department of Defense, and the Old Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, none of which have characterized the phenomena as infernal. These agencies were not contacted for comment. The vice president has 3 years remaining to complete his investigation. The entities have not responded to requests for clarification regarding their nature or intent. The classification level remains very tippy-top. Sources for this analysis are available at asciop.com/rabbittrails.